Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast. I'm Richard, with usual, my co-host Vic.
I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, can't really even go out for any because it's not an essential item.
That's why I'm annoyed, I think. I think that's why the kicking of ass is happening, to be honest. I think it's just unbridled rage.
Well, the only person you live with is Charlotte, so I feel a bit sorry for her. I ain't got any gum, so I'm going to have to beat you again.
Wow, she's already gone.
There's a reason she's not been on for a while.
Yeah, buried, gone.
So obviously last week we delved into John Carpenter's iconic They Live. This week we're jumping into something a bit newer, a Canadian film from 2019 called Harpoon. That's like a running joke in the film, isn't it? They keep saying harpoon and it's spear gun. Imagine the film's just called Spear Gun.
It's not got the same ring to it, has it? Spear gun. Harpoon sounds well better.
Maybe there'll be like one obscure country where it was released as Spear Gun.
Yeah. In Japan, it was like Super Mega Spear Gun.
Probably is. If the people listening at home want a treat, go Google the name of all the Fast and Furious films as they are in Japan. They are hilarious.
They are funny.
So yeah, Harpoon is a sort of black comedy, horror thriller type film.
Yeah, kind of like realism horror.
Yeah, very...
grounded.
Yeah, that was what I was looking for. Mostly just set on a boat.
Yeah.
There's a bit...
which I loved.
Yeah. Because you usually like your horror films to be all over the place, like worldwide trips, don't you?
Yeah, no.
So yeah, definitely right up our alley. Should we delve straight in?
Yeah. So we've got a narrator in this film that kind of pops up a few points through the film, I think.
Yeah, it's I can never remember the guy's name, but...
Well, if you've seen The Other Guys, have you seen that?
Is that the Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, the one with Marky Mark.
Yeah.
He's the guy on it, if you remember. The guy, they go to that woman's house, and she's, like, really fucking pretty. And Marky Mark's like, oh my God, this is the person you used to go out with. And he's the guy that's, like, goes out with her now. And he's really hairy. And if you remember, he runs after the car, and he's like, come back and have sex with my wife.
Oh, yeah. I remember him from Love, that Netflix show that ended terribly.
Oh, yeah. See, I never watched it. I think I watched, like, 3 episodes of season 1.
Yeah.
But then you said it ended terribly, so I was like, oh, well.
Yeah. Never mind. Well, the first 3 episodes were good. I'll never watch it now.
It was good for what I've watched. But I think the first season was good, wasn't it?
And then... yeah, it's the sort of thing that you could just watch season 1 and that's it. Yeah. But, yeah, the end of season 3 was shite.
Oh, there was 3. Oh.
Yeah. I think it was one of the cases where you're going to get cancelled, but... is one season to wrap everything up, and they did a terrible job of it.
Yeah, usually happens.
I mean, it was better than the ending of Game of Thrones, but that's a story for... And better than the plot of The Last of Us 2, apparently.
It's not hard, is it?
The great thing is, I think this episode will come out about the time the game's actually coming out, so it'll be fresh for everyone.
Maybe I'll be...
dead?
Shocked. Dead? Oh my God. Yeah, comes out. It's exactly what it was supposed to be. Well, there's nothing left for me here. But yeah, so it opens up with the narrator. And it's basically like this shot is through the film as well, isn't it? The one where it's like a big, like, over bird's eye kind of view shot towards the ship, like in the boat in the sea. Yeah, it's a cool fucking shot because it kind of like zooms in slowly on the boat.
Loved this as an opening shot.
Wait, it just shows you how like isolated they are straight away.
Yeah.
And they've got like a big SOS written on the boat at that point, like the opening.
It's written in like masking tape or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But basically the narrator says, he starts explaining that Aristotle once said that there are 3 types of friendship. There's friendship of utility, which is like, I think it's when you're a utility, when you're like a coworker or something. Friendship of pleasure, where, you know, you actually like hanging about with the person you hang about with. And then a friendship of the good, where it's like, I think you are friends you know, just because, like, it's better to be friends than, I think. But Narrity says, basically, he thinks there's more, and he says that there's a friendship of history, which is like when you've been friends with someone for so long and then grown apart from them, but you're still, like, friendly with them. Because it's, you know, it's like a friendship of history.
Yeah, yeah, sort of like those, a friend you sort of see in the fucking street and you're like, hi, and then you don't see them again for 2 years.
Then it cuts to our first main character, which is Jonah, which is already funny considering this is set on a boat. I know that the film actually touches on it, but I remember when I watched this the first time, he was called Jonah, and I was like, oh, and this is set on a boat. I was like, might be bad luck that. To be honest, I think. But he's kind of getting, like, his parents' stuff out of the house, isn't he? Because they've died in a fucking car crash.
Yeah. I think it was a car crash, yeah.
Because I think the narrator says that he, you know, they didn't really get on.
Yeah, and they were in massive debt, so he basically got fuck-all inheritance.
Yeah, but, like, before they died, what he did was he saved up for a year to give them, like, a trip in wine country, and then that's where they had the car crash. So it's like, oh, add insult to injury. But yeah, so like you said, they left him in severe debt. So basically Jonah's got nothing.
Yeah, and he said what little he did have from his inheritance he spent on a prostitute.
Yeah, of course.
Who apparently he didn't even bang.
Yeah. Do you notice, like, his friends don't know that he didn't bang her either?
So wait, what?
They like mock him. They're like, oh, you know, someone who sleeps with a prostitute. So, like, even they don't know that he didn't sleep with her. It's like the audience just knows because the narrator told us.
I want to know how this narrator knows all this stuff about people. Is he the government?
Government. Government came and took my baby. You'll recognise Jonah if you've seen Turbo Kid. He's like the main character from Turbo Kid.
Yeah, it wasn't until you mentioned that to me that I even noticed.
Yeah.
To be fair, it has been a while since I've watched Turbo Kid, which we got as a recommendation, so maybe we'll do Turbo Kid soon.
Yeah. But he gets a phone call from the second main character, which is Richard.
Well, yeah, he's on his phone as Richie, and then nobody ever refers to him that as again.
No, they all refer to him as Richard.
Which is weird. Because you first see him as Richie, and I was like, ha, that's your second name. And then it turns out his actual name is Richard. And I'm like, ah, that's my first name.
See, I thought they were going to call him it, you know, because of a play on the fact that he's rich.
Yeah.
So they call him Richie, you know, like Richie Rich.
Yeah.
And then they just call him Richard.
I remember, like, everybody at school used to call, well, at, like, primary school, would call me Richie Rich. And be like, ha, joke's on you, I'm skint.
Yeah, I've got no money. But Richie basically, you know, he asks where Jonah is and he said he's coming around. And he kind of has like a fucking temper tantrum in the car. He starts punching it up
and then the narrator clicks in, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he basically introduces him, you know, that he's got a explosive temper and he's got loads of money. His dad's something special. I think he said he's got like a 6-figure bank account or something.
Did that mean that Richard has a 6-figure from his dad or his dad has a 6-figure?
No, I think it's Richard has got it.
Oh, right. I was going to say, like,
his dad gives him like 10 grand every fucking year or something.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Because, like, I was thinking, you know, like, don't get me wrong, 6 figures is a lot. I'd be happy with it, but that's not like mega rich.
No.
For the sort of money that it seems that they have.
But Richie basically comes over and he instantly starts a fight with Jonah.
Yeah, he just like basically barges into him house and then like absolutely beats the living shit out of him.
Yeah, like Jonah tries, but he gets battered. Then we're introduced to our third main character, Sasha. The narrator says she's like a military brat or something. And now she works at like a care home because they take the piss out of her for that. Through the film.
Yeah, they basically just say she's a glorified arse wiper and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but she gets Richie to come off, like, I think, because Richie notices that in the scuffle, they've knocked Jonah's parents' ashes off the side. They're all over the map. He's like, oh dear, I think I've fucked up here. And Jonah's like, you've knocked my parents over.
You've ruined my parents' ashes for me.
But basically, Richie kicks off because he thinks that Jonah and Sasha are cheating.
Yeah, you know, and then like, it turns out that he's got the complete wrong end of the stick, and it's they were actually talking about a early birthday present for him.
Yes, his harpoon or spear gun. I think it's Jonah they keep saying it's called a spear gun.
Is it?
Jonah's a little prick. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the one that keeps always correcting them. He's like, spear gun. But yeah, they basically say that's what the texts were about. It's because it's his birthday present.
Because it's like some fucking fancy fucking spear gun and it's like got mahogany.
Well, he takes it out, doesn't he? He's like, oh, mahogany stuck.
Yeah.
It's a fucking spear, harpoon, a spear gun.
But like, if this guy's that rich and he wanted a spear gun that bad, could he not have just... Like, if you had a rich friend, what would you get him? Because you just see things, but like, well, if he wants it, he can buy it himself. If I had a rich friend, I wouldn't buy him any presents. But you should be buying me presents.
Yeah, loads.
I'm poor.
Give me presents of food. Actually, give me a TV.
Can I have a Twix, please?
Can I have a PS4? Give me something. Give me something good. But then we get like a title card where it's like part one and it's Even Stevens. So they all decide to go. Richie decides to take them out on the boat, which is called the Naughty Boy.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, but it's spelled B-U-O-Y.
Oh, yes. Now, I do remember that, actually.
I was like, but then he refers to it. He's like, oh, when he's talking on the radio, he's like, we're the Naughty Buoy. And it's like, if you're going to say it like that, then it's not going to work, then, is it? You've got to say Naughty Boy, or else it's...
Yeah, you've ruined your own joke.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because they're Canadian.
Oh, maybe.
Boy.
We, yeah, boy. That's what I'd call my boat.
Have you ever seen a Canadian do that? In Trailer Park Boys, maybe. I think I saw it like every episode in Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, I think something like 4% of our audience is Canadian. So if one of you lovely Canadians that are listening can send us a...
How often do you say, boy, yeah, boy? Tell me like on a daily basis, how many times you say, yeah, boy?
It's just like, it's our national greeting now.
Yeah, boy.
You're right, Sandra. Yeah, boy.
She's like a 60-year-old woman.
Oh, please. I mean, I don't think there are any 60-year-old Canadians listening, but if there are...
I thought you were going to say, like, in general, there. I'm pretty sure they live... Like,
oh, no, they die in their 50s.
Yeah.
If we have any 60-year-old Canadians, can you please send us a, yeah, boy? Statistically, it's really unlikely, because I'm looking at our stats right now, right? And I was wrong. 1% of our audience is Canadian.
Right.
And to add that, less than 1% of our audience is 60 plus. So there's like a sliver of a chance that the 160-year-old person is female and Canadian. But please, please send us a yeah, boy.
Oh, I'm crying. Imagine if we get like four of them.
Oh, why do people listen to this shit?
So they get on the boat, and Sasha and Jonah basically say to Richie that they've got to he's got to let them give him a free punch.
Yeah, for the whole Even Stevens.
Jonah fucking punches him like a pussy.
He sucker punches him, doesn't he?
I think he punches him in the balls because he says, "Don't punch me in the balls," and they punch him in the balls.
Well, he makes him think, like, you know, I'm not going to punch her, and then poof.
Yeah,
but I don't see how one free punch makes up for being completely like a fucking battered.
Yeah,
because like throughout this whole film, like Jonah's face is fucked. It's like, no, mate, I want kick the shit. You know what, mate? You're rich. Give me money, then we're even, Stevens.
Yeah.
Give me 10K, forget about it. You can beat me up every day for 10K if you want. Imagine that was your job. What do you do for a living? I let rich people beat me up. That sounds horrible. Yeah, but 10K a day.
I've got horrible brain damage. Horrible brain damage.
I mean, I guess it depends on how greedy you are. If you're doing it like 5 days a week and making 50K, you're going to be... But, you know, it's like, I only do it like 4 times a year.
Yeah.
I live a very comfortable life.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to beat me up for 10 grand, reach out to me.
This is where the 16-year-old Canadian that sends you, yeah, boy, is going to be like, send you a message going, I'll give you 10K to beat you. It all comes to one person, Richard.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, sure. If you listen.
Yeah, come on then. This Canadian's like, you fucking what?
I mean, as long as she's like paying for my travel expenses and stuff. Like, by the time I've reached Canada, I've used most of the 10K.
Yeah. Well, enough about 6-year-old Canadian.
But this is where she's listening, like, oh no, please keep talking about me.
Well,
nobody's talked about me in years.
We'll get Ron as a guest.
No, she'll beat me up.
That's why I want Ron as a guest.
She'll just be year boying the whole time.
Yeah, she's just kicking you. She's just stomping you, like going just repeatedly, yeah, boy, yeah, boy. Like a broken record. You know, like when you're listening to a recording, it's just that over and over.
Yeah.
She stomps you. She just breaks. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Sasha also gets a free punch, but she punches like really good because that comes back later on. So they head out to sea, and Jonah fucking throws his parents' urns off the boat. He's just like, see you.
Done with you now. Fuck off.
And they fucking have a drinking session. They play golf on. They play golf on the. On the boat, and it's like,
this is why our oceans are so polluted.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand it. Like, what are you aiming for? You're in the sea.
I guess they're just testing their swing.
Yeah.
Maybe they left a hole on the deck. Like, that's where you got to aim. It's quite far away now. I don't think we can reach that. Well, not with that attitude.
But Jonah, he asks Richie why he thought him and Sasha were fucking around, and I think he mentioned something about an argument. He's like, you know, I saw you having an argument and it looked like you were getting into it. And then I had my, you know, suspicions. And then Jonah's like, you know, when are you going to stop fucking around, mate? Like, you know, you need to calm down, especially with the trouble that you caused last year. You find out what this trouble is, but like at that point, you're like, what the fuck has he done? And he says something to him like, you know, we accuse people of stuff that we do ourselves. Like to fucking Richie. Well, Richard. He also asked Jonah, like, what the argument was about. He's like, you know, what is it with, what were you arguing about? And Jonah says, oh, I think we were, you know, arguing about, I can't remember what it was he says they argued about. But Richie then goes over to Sasha and he asks her the same thing.
Yeah.
She gives a different answer. He gets suspicious again. So Richie, like, fucking loads up the harpoon, like, goes to Jonah. Jonah's like caught a fish at this point, right? And he's beating it to death with a.
It reminded me of the Inbetweeners.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, was it Neil? Is it Neil?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't go back and.
It's the kindest thing to do.
You know, like on the rewatch.
Yeah.
When you see him beating that fish, you're like, oh, fucking hell, the warning signs were around the whole time.
Yeah, like, true. This. Yeah.
But. Richie basically, he goes over to Jonah, he points the harpoon at him, and he says, like, you know, you've got 3 seconds to tell me what's
going on. What the fuck is going on, yeah.
Yeah. And then just before he shoots him, or, you know, it's implied that he was going to shoot him, Sasha knocks out Richie. And then she and Jonah, like, look at each other and they're like, oh, he figured it out, didn't he? And you're like, oh, fuck, so they are sleeping together.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, fucking hell, what a twist.
I wonder what Shyamalan thinks of this film. It's so fucking great.
He wanks over it.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Like, they want to get rid of him, but they don't want to sort of do it. They don't just want to chuck him overboard. So they're like, oh, if we just, like, rock the boat and he falls in the water, then oops.
Well, yeah, but, like, but Richie, like, gets up first. He gets up and he fucking punches Jonah, like, off the boat.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, Sasha, like, aims the harpoon gun at him, and she pulls the fucking trigger. I think, like, Jonah comes up onto the boat, and she gets scared. She pulls the trigger, and Richie, like, grabs the harpoon so it can't fire. And then, like, they have a struggle, and it kind of, like, goes wild, and it goes.
And yeah, and it impales his hand, doesn't it? Yeah.
Jonah's fucking hand gets, so he's stuck to the fucking boat, isn't he? So Sasha runs down, she tries to radio for help, and Rich comes down and, like, smashes it, like, smashes the radio.
Yeah,
and
You
know, he grabs Sasha by the throat, and he's, like, choking her.
Yeah, till she almost passes out.
Yeah, and then Jonah knocks him out again. Jonah comes in and hits him. Sasha says, when you know, when they've knocked him out, this is the first time you hear it.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
She goes like, oh, if he wakes up, his dad's going to, you know, kill us. And Jonah's, you know, kind of like, oh, you know, well. So,
yeah, because she tells him like a story of like some fucking teacher that was like noncing someone or something.
The narrator.
Fucking that's it. Yeah.
And he basically says that there was a teacher that was getting, you know, fiddly with the kids at the school. And then all of a sudden, the teacher disappeared. And the disappearance happened at the same time that the dad and his mates went on a road trip or something. And it's like, it's implied that they obviously got rid of him.
Yeah. It's just setting up, like, you know, like, this isn't the sort of guy you fuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't this one that they're talking about how to get rid of him? And then this is where you find out that he's got, like, 80K or something in the safe.
Yeah, well,
Jonah's and his pin's like the last four digits of his phone number.
Yeah, but Jonah's basically, like, when the narrator is finished that bit, Jonah basically says, like, you know, they'll tell the truth about that they were sleeping together. And Sasha says slept. Like, she probably gets
proper, you know, one time.
Jonah looks just really hurt. Like, there's loads of things you notice when you watch this film back, because that's, like, the first time you kind of, like, he's a bit of a weirdo, him. Do you know what I mean? Like, even on the first watch, it's a bit weird, but then when, you know, once you've watched it and you know what's coming, do you know what I mean? So Jonah and Sasha, they decide, like you were saying, they put Richie by the edge of the boat so, like, he'll fall off himself and drown. Because Jonah says something like, oh, if they give us a lie detector test, then, you know, it won't work because we're actually, you know, like, we've left it. So if he falls in, if they ask us on a lie detector test, he's a fucking weirdo, man.
Yeah, but I guess it does make sense when you get towards the end of the film that he is...
Yeah, of course. But, like, you know, when even the first time when you watch it, you're like, you're strange, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a weird thing that this would happen to your friend, and this is like thoughts that are going through your head.
Yeah, like, you're going to let your friend die, and you're thinking about how you're going to get away with it, and a lie detector test, like, there's probably something wrong with you, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even for people that are not, because it seems like they're all growing apart a little bit, this group.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jonah basically says, you know, his dad will still kill him, but, you know, Sasha will be safe. And she's like, Richie's got 8,000 in his closet or something, because his dad gives him 10 grand every birthday or something. And he, like, gives her this look, like this lovey-dovey look. And like you said, you know, like, when near the end, when you realise what's going on, you see this bit's freaky. Because, like, is the point where he makes his plan. So what they do is they try and do, like, squats on the boat to make the boat rock so that, you know, Richie will fall off. Yeah, Richie falls off and he wakes up and he's basically like, you know, you two were going to fucking drown me. And Sasha goes up, she tries to drive off in the boat, but Richie's got the fucking keys.
Yeah, they should have checked, really.
Yeah, they tell him to get back on the boat, but he basically says, I'm not coming back on the boat until you get everything that could be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, out of the boat. So they literally, like, throw everything out.
Yeah, like basically anything you would need to survive, really.
He even tells him to throw the fish he's caught out. He's like, get that big fish out. Richie, he also says, you know, did you remember about the golf club? And Jonah has to go down. And there's a point where Jonah, like, tries to get Sasha to come down and talk to him, because he's, like, down the bottom of the stairs, and he's like, Sasha, come down and talk to me. And
Richie's
obviously like, no, he doesn't fucking need you down there. Like, you can stay where you are. But this moment, like, comes back later,
like,
on.
Like, towards the end,
Richie gets back on the boat, and he goes up, and the boat doesn't start. Like, it just fucking failed. So they try to get the radio working again, you know, because the boat's fucked. They can't get the radio working. So they all start arguing, bickering between each other. And Richie calls them scumbags for leading them on. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I caught you out, and then you still played it off, like as if you weren't cheating. And he's like, time to make up for it. So Richie smashes fucking Jonah's bad hand. Like,
yeah, because he starts by telling him to put the hand on the table, and he puts his good hand on. He's like, no, like the other fucking hand.
Yeah. And then Sasha comes out with something like, she tells Jonah that Richie got some girl pregnant last year or something, and that she, you know, like, she was basically saying, you know, you fucking cheated on me. And he was like, no, it'll get sorted. And then the girl turned up stabbed to death, and she's like, you know, what the fuck happened there? You know, I bet you didn't know about that, Jonah. Sasha obviously thinks that it was him or his dad that did it. And Richie goes and gets, he basically goes and gets all the food they've got. And they've got like sauce packets, like a shitty banana.
Yeah, it's like rotten fucking, it's like fucking manky as fuck.
And they also realise that the tanks for the water aren't filled either.
So because they ask him, like, why the fuck have you, like, not brought, you know, enough water? And he's like, well, we're only supposed to be out here for the fucking day.
Yeah, it's a day trip. So they argue about, because, you know, obviously they're worried about, I think Sasha makes a point where she's like, you know, I'm not worried about the food, I'm worried about the water. Because, like, you know, we can last a while without food, but can't
yeah.
last a while
Yeah, you
without.
Need fucking water, yeah.
So Sasha basically says, like, oh, you know, we could swim for sure. And Richie says, like, you know those people at the end of Jaws, like, when they swim away at the end, like, those fuckers are dead.
Yeah.
But she is right, to be fair.
Yeah. I'd never really thought of that. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, how'd they get back?
People are in Jaws for me.
But Richie basically says that it's, like, 90-10 that a ship and boat will find them.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, that, you know, that's pretty decent. Oh, it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, which leads us to part two, which is 5 days and no ship and boats later.
I loved that. That was brilliant. That was just like cracking comedic.
So this part of the film is probably my favourite bit because the narrator basically tells them about how much like...
Yeah, all like the shit they've done wrong. Superstition. About, yeah.
So they basically say that they left on a Friday, which not only means there's less shipping boats departing for the weekend, but it's bad luck to sail on a Friday because Christ was crucified on a Friday. Richie stepped on board with his left foot, not his right. Sasha is redhead. Redhead people are bad luck on a boat, apparently. People named Jonah shouldn't be allowed on a boat. When they threw the stuff off, they threw off this like albatross statue and they're supposed to host the souls of dead sailors. Sasha has a black bag, like a black, you know, like, woman's bag, and it represents death and the depths of the sea. She's like, Jesus Christ. Bananas are bad for like a multitude of reasons. I looked this up, right? Because I'm like, what do you mean about bananas? So the one reason is that they make, because of the gases they emit as they, you know, like grow old, as they decay.
Yeah.
The gases they emit makes fruit, the other fruit around it, like decay faster as well. So they're bad luck for that. Yeah, like I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay. One of the superstitions is that someone maybe slipped on a banana skin on a boat once and then it was just bad luck forever then. Like, because one twat slipped on a banana skin. But there was a story that I found which was quite funny. And it was talking about this, this guy had like commented on it and he was on about a tour guide. Well, not like a tour guide. You know, like when you go out on a tour boat and it's like you fish. But they like set it up and it's like, you know, you go out with a captain and it's like paid for the day. He said he went out on one and the guy said some guy showed up with a banana on his t-shirt and the captain sliced it with a knife.
Fucking hell.
Because I don't even want a picture of a on the boat.
So yeah, so like all these superstitions true, because like if they are like fair fucking play, they've done their research.
Yeah, well, like, and apparently with the bananas as well, if you're out on a, like a tour boat, like that kind of thing, if you have like a bad day where there's like no fish or something, some of the captains will like start like interrogating people to see who's brought a banana on board. Like, have you brought bananas on board in your lunch? Because like, and then they say, right, the people that have said this, right, so this sounds like absolute bullshit, but the people that say this say that once they've thrown the banana overboard, the fish start coming.
What?
Like, what is going on? Like, how many superstitions can you have for a fruit? It's a fucking banana. Like, I get the gas with the other food, because if you're shipping food, then yes, that's going to be a problem. So don't bring bananas on. But some of them said that, like, they won't even... Like, you'll laugh at this, because we were talking about this. There was a bit where someone said someone wouldn't even allow Fruit of the Loom clothing on the boat. And the funny thing is, there isn't a banana in the logo for Fruit and Loom.
Is there not?
No, apparently not.
Then why aren't you...
Exactly. But they're like, nope, not having that. Maybe it's just because it's Fruit of the Loom, mate. They're just like, nah, it's because it's a banana. Like, I don't know, I just fucking hate Fruit of the Loom.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a madman and just bring loads of bananas on a boat and just watch chaos ensue.
Yeah. Who's got a banana? Everyone.
For fucking hundreds of the bastards.
So the narrator basically said that, you know, there's no rain's fallen, there's been no shipping boats, and they're being pulled further into the Atlantic Ocean. And he says that they've fallen into another type of friendship, which is the friendship of survival, which is obviously, you know, you stay friends to stay alive.
Yeah.
Until you eat each other, I suppose. Richie and Jonah are like throwing golf balls at seagulls, and he fucking gets one. Like with a golf, they're both sitting there like, this is never going to work. And then he smacks seagull like straight in the face with a golf club. And the narrator like pretty much instantly says like, well, there's another thing. You're not supposed to kill seagulls.
Yeah. That's the only one I knew that you're not supposed to kill the seagull.
So they take the corpse of the seagull downstairs, and you can see they're all like knackered at this point. Like it's been 5 days, isn't it? But Richie, like without pretty much any hesitation, like bites the throat of the seagull and then starts draining the blood into this like little pot. And then Sasha basically tells a story from Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah. And Life of Pi as well, that they referenced it in. But the Edgar Allan Poe story was that there was like three guys on a raft.
Did you know this story?
No.
See, I remember this one. Yeah. No. I didn't remember the Richard Parker bit, but...
But she basically says that there was this Edgar Allan Poe story, and three guys in a boat, they end up in the same situation. They have to drink, I think they drink turtle blood
in the story or something. Yeah.
Or maybe it's seagull blood in the Edgar Allan Poe one, but it's turtle blood in the real life one. I can't remember, but they drink blood anyway. But it ends up where they have to draw straws to eat one of them.
Yeah.
And the guy they end up eating is called Richard Parker. That's why they named the tiger that in Life of Pi, apparently, like Richard Parker. And then she says that there was a real life case.
Where the same thing happened, yeah.
And it was the guy was called Richard Parker.
Now, I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, it's a good point. I never thought to look that up. Well, yeah, no, it must be, because you see a headstone at the end of it, at the end of the credits.
Oh, do you? I didn't stay for the credits.
A real-life headstone of Richard Parker from, like, 1855 or something. I don't know.
Fucking hell. Fair enough.
So Jonah basically says, you know, he's like, well, to be fair, if you're saying this, like, the moral of the story is that, you know, one of us is going to have to be sacrificed eventually. And they're all kind of like, yeah, well, fucking hell. Probably shouldn't have said that. Richie, like, just drinks some seagull blood, and Sasha does it as well. They both.
Yeah, and Jonah has some, and he just instantly throws it up, and then Richard's like, what a waste.
Yeah, and then, like, all of a sudden... He remembers that he's got a bottle of spirits from when they first bought the boat or something.
Yeah.
Scotch. And they're drinking. And basically Richie says, this is probably one of...
Because they even say, like, will this even, like, keep us hydrated? And they're just like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, fuck it. But yeah, Richard basically says that, you know, nobody's getting another drop until, you know, he tells them when they, you know, fucked. He starts playing, like, a game, doesn't he? He's like, no, I don't care anymore.
It's just entertainment at this point.
And Sasha's like, New Year's, and you know, Sasha seems to kind of regret it. You can see that she doesn't really like that she's done it.
Yeah.
And then Jonah like comes out and admits that, you know, when he dropped his parents' urns in the river, you know,
he said he didn't feel anything.
Don't give a shit. It's like, it's your ashes.
I think this just sets up the ending even more, thinking about it. Yeah. Like, this guy's not fucking all there.
But he also admits that the argument that Richard was talking about, that he saw them having, he says it was about them taking off together. Like, you know, leaving together. Him and Sasha.
Yeah.
At this point, Richie's looking at the Scotch bottle. I don't know if you know, it has their names written on it and a date.
Yeah.
He rubs Jonah's name off it. But then Richard, having another laugh, he basically says, you know, tell you what, to Sasha, he's like, you know, who was better? Who was better in bed? Like, come on. And it's quite a funny scene, isn't it? Because, like, Sasha basically, like, turns around and she's like, well, yeah, it's Richard. And, like, Jonah takes it really badly, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's like, I'll change your mind right now. Like,
yeah, and it's like, calm down, mate.
Like, you're very injured and very tired, and I don't think you're going to be at peak performance anyway.
Well, she basically says, you know, like, you're too soft. You're
too vanilla, yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, vanilla goes with everything. Like, why?
Yeah, a lot of girls like vanilla. And she's like, yeah, she's like, fine, but...
Well, she's like, Jonah, I came out of a 4-year-long relationship. The last thing I was looking for was vanilla. And you're like, ooh!
Beast.
Yeah. So Jonah like turns around, he's like, you've got a weird sex face. And Richard's like, yeah, it's pretty fucking weird. It's a good scene, this. I really like this scene.
Yeah. I think, is this where like Sasha's like, yeah, but you like sweat too much.
Yeah.
It's like a tsunami of like, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're all taking it in good like faith. Like the only one that took it badly was fucking Jonah.
Yeah. He definitely seems the type though, doesn't he? All given, no take type.
Yeah. But Jonah basically, he takes off his bandage at this point and his hand's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you need to go and wash it. Go and wash it now. Now. And while he's gone, Richard and Sasha, they kind of have like a little heart to heart. And Sasha basically says to him, you know, who did it then? Was it you or your dad that killed her? And he doesn't answer her. And she's like, you know, I thought we were getting everything out in the open. And he basically turns around. He's like, I told you, we didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she kind of gives him this look where she's like, fuck, like, did he not actually do it? And like, I've been blaming him this whole time. But it cuts to like later on at the night and Jonah's like, he's in bed. And he's like in like immense pain from his hand now. Like he's proper like...
Just, he's like wincing in pain, isn't he?
Yeah, like curling up in the fetal position and twitching. And they look at his hand and it's like it's all fucking infected now. Like it's all gone green. And Sasha basically says, you know, that if they don't chop it off, like it's going to get to his heart or his brain. So she smashes the bottle of scotch.
Yeah, because like, they literally don't have anything to cut it off with.
Yeah. At this point, Jonah whispers something in Sasha's ear, and we don't hear what it is until later. They belt up Jonah's arm, and Richie, like, runs and gets the blood pot.
I don't know why I thought this bit was fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious, because he's like, you know, he's like, wait a minute, waste not, want not.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's probably got poisoned blood at this point. Like, mm-hmm. Do you really want to drink that? And he was like, yeah, I'll drink it. It's all right. So Sasha slices his arm, but she only like slices it once. She gets it pretty deep, but like yeah.
You're not going to be able to fucking amputate somebody's arm with a piece of glass,
especially through the bone.
Yeah, like you're just like, going to make things worse. So like, not only my immense agony, I'm now bleeding all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
fucking yeah, great.
She tapes up his arm with duct tape.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tape up or something.
Because I think Sasha, like, asks Richard for, like, some of the blood. Like, oh, can I have a bit? And then just, like, pours it down the drain.
Yeah.
He's just like, what the fuck did you do that for?
For fuck's sake.
Poisonous fucking blood, mate.
But Jonah's like, he ends up, you know, he's puking in the fucking toilet. And Sasha and Richard talk about, they reckon he's got sepsis or something like that, you know. And it's funny because Richie basically turns around to Sasha and he's like, do you think he's, like, edible? And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, well, you know, if he's going to die, like...
We might as well, yeah.
But Sasha basically turns around. She says, you know, you two are made for each other. And he's like, well, why'd you say that? And she's like, well, that's what he whispered in my ear. He said, you know, have I ever thought about using the glass on you? And like, Rich's like, for fuck's sake, little prick. Little bastard. But they're laying awake and Jonah's like still fucking struggling in pain. His arm's fucked. And Jonah basically gets up and he says, you know, I think it's time to draw straws. And Jonah kind of like, I think he tries to like whisper Sasha at this point. You know, he's like, you know, we'll fix it for Richard. And Sasha's kind of like, you know, fucking, you know, let's not be like that, you mental case. And he basically turns around and like rats Richard out. He's like, you know, he cheats on you like regularly.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Like, why are you making the situation worse, you little bastard? Yeah.
Isn't there a bit where Richard basically goes up to Jonah and says, like, why don't you just be a fucking man and volunteer yourself?
Yeah.
But, like, I get him. It's like, you're fucked, mate. Like,
yeah, like, why are
you're
we...
You're going to dance. There's a chance we can live. Like, can you not just let us eat you, you prick? Yeah. Like, we won't eat your poisoned arm, but, you know, we can have a bit of leg.
Bastard. You know, so he's told her that. Richie basically turns around and drops a bombshell. And he says that Jonah murdered his ex, not him.
Yeah, yep.
So Sasha's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Jonah's just like, well, if I didn't do it, you know, you would have fucked off and I wouldn't have seen you. And then he's like...
Yeah, he was more worried about like their friendship group falling apart.
Yeah, and he's like, she wouldn't listen, it was an accident. And you're like, you're a mental case. That's what they all say.
Yeah.
And he gets up in Richard's face and he's basically like, you know, you don't know what it's like not, you know, having to work for everything. You know, you've been given everything. I've got nothing. And you're kind of like, I don't really feel sorry for you, mate, because you're a psychopath.
Yeah, it's like I'm past the point of really having any sympathy for you.
Yeah. But Sasha, she basically turns around. She's like, fuck this. I think we should draw straws.
Yeah.
So, you know, they basically agree, you know, not to beg. You know, they say this is for the other two to live.
Yeah, no begging, so, no pleading. We all know the rules. Yada, yada, yada.
So they pick straws and it ends up with Sasha getting the short straw.
Yeah.
So, Jonah and Richard are both like fucking shocked. Sasha kind of turns around. She's like, fucking Richard Parker. And you're like, Jonah obviously like starts kicking off about it. You know, he's like, no, you know, we can do something else. And like, Richard's like,
won't you fucking kill yourself if you're so offended?
Yeah. I think this is the point you're on about where he says it. I think he's like, you know, if you're so worried about her, why don't you kill yourself then? So Sasha goes to slit her wrist, but she can't do it. So Richard basically says, you know, we'll draw straws again to see who has to kill Sasha. So they pick straws and Jonah ends up picking the short straw. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, fuck, now you got to kill the girl you're so worried about. Sasha kind of looks at him. She's like, just get it fucking over with. Like, just
yeah, yeah.
And Jonah just leaps and slits Richie's throat.
Yeah, like, you fucking dick.
Like, right open. Like, he's a little snake.
Yep.
Sasha's mortified. She's like, I'm not up for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous. And then Jonah turns around.
You could have just killed me, could you prick?
Because it's a proper, like, you know, a fairly long moment as well. Like, he slits his fucking, like, throat open.
Yeah, it's a fucking pretty gory scene.
Richard's even, like, talking to him, like, you know, we had a deal. Like while he's slitting his throat open.
Yeah.
It takes ages.
Yeah.
And then Jonah just turns around with his, like, innocent face, and he looks at Sasha, and he's like,
hey, you okay? You hungry? Yeah. What? Excuse me?
Yeah, you're a fucking nutcase, mate. So he basically goes over and he shows her that he's got this hidden pack of biscuits.
Yeah.
And that was what he found when he was talking to Sasha, when he was trying to get her to come down when they were throwing all the stuff off.
Yep.
That's when he found it. He also goes
like
out,
a fuse
like,
out of something, didn't he?
Yeah. He's got the fuse for the fucking boat. And he's like, oh, this little guy is why the boat won't start. It's like, you are mental.
Yeah. As obviously, this has been his fucking plan all the fucking long.
Yeah. And he basically says, you know, he kind of like thinks she's in on it, doesn't he? Because he's like, you know, we can run away now. Like, you
yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah. You was like, this was your idea. Yeah. He said we could take the money and all run away yeah. together. And she's like, that's not what I said.
She was like, I said, I thought you were going to run away with the cash. And he's yeah. like, you weren't going to come. And then she kind of clicks and plays him. And she's like, no, of course I'm going to come.
Yeah, come. Yeah. I think she realizes this is like, their only chance of like getting out of this safely.
Yeah.
Like, right, I've got to fucking play so along with this fucking nut job.
Yeah. Because he gets like really, really weird now, doesn't he? Like,
yeah.
Proper
yeah.
lechy.
Even just like, looks insane. Weird. Like you can tell yeah. like he's fucking drained.
Yeah. Yeah, because he even turns around and he's like, you know, this plan worked out. And it's like, oh, it's just bad luck about my arm.
Yeah,
you need help, bud. So he goes to start the boat, and Sasha kind of comes upstairs, and she has like a little moment where she's, you know, the boat's moving, and she's kind of like, oh, you know, we're moving again.
Yeah.
Jonah comes down, and he's like facing her, and he just basically says, you know, you ready? And she strokes his hair. She's,
yeah,
you know, and he's
yeah.
Like, you can see he's kind of like getting off on it. He's like, oh my God, this is what I wanted. And then she just fucking punches him. And, you know, he kind of falls over and he's like, Jesus Christ, you have got a good punch. And then she punches him once more and he falls off the boat and there's like a freeze frame. And the narrator basically says, you know, someone once told him that the sea finds out everything you've done wrong. And he basically says, you know, I think it's fair to say Jonah had this coming.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Jonah like falls straight into the fucking propeller.
Yep. It absolutely fucking tears him to fucking pieces. You just see like all the blood like filling up in the water.
Yeah, but what I found funny was that his bad arm is the only thing that surfaces. I'm like... I
didn't notice that. Like, that's great.
Yeah, like, it's the only his bad arm comes back up.
Yeah.
Floats to the top. So Sasha goes, she goes and gets, you know, she's kind of like home free now. She goes up, she, you know, she's looking at the boat. I don't think she really knows how to use it, so she's kind of like figuring it out.
Yeah.
So she uses the lever or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah, like the accelerator, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know much about boats.
No, I don't know anything.
This is where we have a 6-year-old Canadian woman that likes to shout "Yeah, boy!" and is an expert on boats. She's like, these kids know.
And she's coming to beat you up
on a boat.
But yeah, she touches the accelerator and she touches it too, you know, kind of like too much. And she, yeah, kind
she
of
just like pushes it the whole way, and then the boat just instantly speeds up.
Yeah, so she like flings back. We get another freeze frame, and the narrator says that, you know, he doesn't know why redheads are bad luck, but that it definitely holds true.
Yeah.
And then she like, she falls off the boat, and the boat like heads off without her, and she's just like, fuck.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the end. But you do, just before the credits, you know, like the, it's like a mid credit bit. You see the head, the headstone for
yeah, yeah. Park. I was gonna say, I didn't see that bit left. Keep an eye out for it next time I watch it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was Harpoon.
Yeah. It was a fun little film.
Yeah, it's great. Do you want to go and do your ratings?
Yeah. So as a film, probably give it a good 4 out of 5. It was very well made. The effects were pretty good of what they were, but it's the, like, you know, like the dynamic between the three characters that they've got really well.
Yeah. Yeah. They've all, like, they all, yeah, they all add something to the,
yeah,
narrative.
The humor kind of like bounces off them. They've yeah. all got really good chemistry, like with each other. Like they've all got the kind of like their own gimmick, but yeah. you know, I think that they've, you know, it's done a really good job with that. Some of my favorite scenes were them just, you know, sitting around shooting the shit. The cinematography is pretty good.
I was just going to say, like, I really like how nice it looks, considering it's a very limited setting. It always, there's always something to look at.
Yeah, I think it's paced pretty well. It's pretty well made film all round, to be honest. It's like a fun little, you know, it's like, it's one of the, I don't know how to describe it. It's one of those films. Do you know what I mean? Where it's kind of like, it feels like it's even its own kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like little lightning in a bottle just for that. It's, you know, I mean, it's only what? It's only like 83 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's film like, and it's, I think it's the perfect length, because I think if it went any longer, it would overstay its welcome.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely felt that as well. Yeah, yeah, and it's there's not really like any downtime. It's all
yeah, all kind of
it just
like
keeps going. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think why I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 now, to be honest with you, because I can't really think. I don't know if I'm going to bump it up to a 5 out of 5. You know, mate. I don't know what, because I'm trying to think of stuff that I don't think of anything that I can think that I could say I didn't like about this film.
Well, the funny thing is, mate, I was going to give it a 5 out of 5. And then when you said 4 out of 5, I was like kind of relieved, because we've just had so many fives. I'm like, oh, well, it'll only be a 4.5 overall now.
But like, I generally put in my notes 4 out of 5. But now what I actually think about it, like, for what it is, like, I think it's pretty perfectly done.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't have anything to complain about. I wouldn't change anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There's not anything I think like, oh, I'd wish they'd done that.
I mean, like, it's not. I guess this is the kind of film where it's, I think that sometimes, you know, like I've said before, like me and you've spoke about it before, where, you know, like ratings are hard to work.
Yeah.
Because this is more the kind of film where you'd go, oh, I'd really recommend it. Like, it's hard to give it like a score, because do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those films. Like, some films you can go like, oh, I get, you know, it's 3 out of 5. You can get the thing, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I gave it a 4 out of 5, why am I giving it a 4 out of 5 though? Because if I liked everything about it, then really it should be a 5 out of 5.
Well, that was the same mentality that I had for Dead Snow 2. I was like,
yeah,
is this a 5 out of 5 film? And I'm like, I can't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I get what you mean. It's like, is this the sort of film I should be giving that high of a rating to? And then you just, yeah, like, well, why not?
But like, this is what I'm saying. Like, that's, I think that's why rating systems don't work to every circumstance. I think this is one of them, where it's like, this is the kind of film where I'd prefer saying it's a really well-made film. It does everything it needs to do. But if you didn't like this kind of film, like, it wouldn't be for you. But I couldn't mark it down for that. Do you know what I mean? So like, as a film, I think it's a 5 out of 5, mate. I generally think it is. Like, if I'm going to go with the ratings, like, I'd rather say I really, really, really recommend it. But I'm guessing it's a 5 out of 5. It's 5 out of 5 fun factor as well.
Yeah.
It's really fun, this film. I really like the narrator jumping in. Those bits were funny.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of reviews saying like the narrator makes this film. It wouldn't be nearly as good if it wasn't for him.
Yeah. I would go as far to say that they give it the little segments with him as well. They're shot kind of like, you know, kind of like old video-y kind of. It's like black and white, you know, like very small screen.
Yeah,
as if you've seen it on a film reel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I would. Yeah,
I just think it's great that like you never find out like who this narrator is.
No, he's just narrating it.
Yeah, it just makes the film exist just as a film. It's just like, yeah, this is the story, this is what happening. And a lot of like the bits that make the film clever, you wouldn't know if it wasn't for the narrator.
Yeah.
Like only like somebody who's really into like superstitions and sailing would like know all these.
Yeah.
Like fair play. Well, if you are into that, it's probably great for you. Like, oh, his name's that. And they're doing that. They shouldn't be doing that. But obviously, not many people are going to know that. So you've just got this narrator like, yeah, shouldn't have red beds on a boat.
It's funny the way he does it, though. Do you know what I mean? He makes the superstitions even funnier.
Yeah.
Because the way he describes it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I really like, you know, like I said, you know, I like my films simple. It's like they do a lot with this little setting.
Yeah.
Like all the superstitions and all the stuff around it and all the stuff that's involved with it, like make this little setting into like, it feels like a bigger place even. Do you know what I mean? Like, because they've added so much to this boat. Like they've even kind of gave it its own like kind of character by calling it, you know, the naughty boy. Like you remember that, don't you? And you see that and it's like, oh, that's funny. And it's kind of, then you're already kind of like attached to the boat even. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've done it. It's kind of like what, you know, like Evil Dead does with the cabin. You know, it kind of makes... setting its own character, and like I said, with the film itself. But the fun factor, the comedy between the characters is so well done. Like the conversations feel like really real. You know, like it's just a couple of friends just taking the piss out of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the breakdown, like, of the relationships as they get further and further into starvation, and then obviously the reveal that Jonas did it all just because he wants to be with fucking Sasha.
Yep.
You're kind of like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, your reins, mate.
I mean, I think I've already spilled the beans, but 5 out of 5 and a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't really know what I was getting into in this film. I feel like that's probably helped. All I've known is that it's like a horror comedy called Harpoon. And I was like, well, I'll give it a go. And yeah, it was really good. I think the humor is really good.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think the humor ever detracts from like the severity of the plot.
No, it's very on the nose.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, like I said, it's perfect black humor.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's still about, it's more about the situation and like kind of taking the piss out of the situation because it's so like horrible.
Yeah.
It makes it funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's always kind of humor to do with how fucked up things are. So you're kind of like, oh yeah, actually that is pretty fucked up. So you're like, you're laughing, but at the same time you're like, yeah, but you are going to have to cut his arm off though. You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Like they're laughing about it, but it's like, but you probably should cut his arm off.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you are laughing, but at the same time you take it seriously. Whereas if you're watching something like Deathgasm, like, you're just laughing the whole time. You're not thinking about like,
yeah, it's a different kind of tone,
what sort of a, yeah. Whereas this, it nails them both on the head. It's funny and it's generally quite intense and gripping. And it draws you in.
The scene where they have the little drinking session as well, where they like, you know, admit, you know, when they fucked and, you know, their sex faces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That like lightens the mood so much, you know, for like that in between bit.
Yeah, kind of
like, oh, this is getting heavy. And then you get that cool little scene. And then it kind of goes straight back into full gear again. That's probably my favourite scene, to be honest.
And the twist is great as well. I didn't see it coming.
I genuinely didn't. Like, I genuinely didn't. I was like, I knew something was going on with Jonah. But I thought once he'd said about him killing the ex, I thought that was Jonah's thing.
Yeah, and then you realise it goes even further than that. He's just a full-on fucking nut job. Okay. Well, we've officially now already got more 5 stars in season 2 than we did for the entirety of season 1.
Jesus Christ.
I think that shows how good we've been to ourselves.
Is making us good to each other.
That's what's happening.
It's the quarantine.
But yeah, we've got something not so great for next week.
No.
We have was it like mid-noughties?
Yeah, it's something like that.
One of those films.
Yeah,
I think
it was like one of those films.
Yeah,
like that's in a different sense.
Yeah, it's about a killer video game.
Yeah, as you do. They do. They cause violence, don't they?
Yeah.
All the violence in the world is caused by video games.
Yep. Next week, we are going to delve into Stay Alive, a film that we watched a fair bit in our teen years.
Yeah. Yeah, what, probably about 17, 18.
Yeah, well, probably, I don't know, maybe even younger than that.
Yeah.
I don't know, when did the film come out?
Oh yeah, because I'm thinking about, when we left school, we would have been younger than that. So yeah, it was probably about 16.
Right, yeah, so come join us next week for Stay Alive, and then we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fucking Richard Parker.